There's a big struggle right now as to what's frontline therapy. We're starting to see some swing back away from heavy oxaliplatin to more irinotecan incorporation frontline. Not tons, though. It is still mostly a FOLFOX world in metastatic disease with colon cancer. In that regard, we're seeing more and more Xelox. There's more data to support using Xeloda instead of infusion 5-FU. The schedule and the toxicity and all that needs to be ironed out still, but we are seeing that. Probably the biggest unknown out there that I think is a major medical and economic impact is the role of continuing Avastin beyond initial progression. And we just unfortunately don't have the answer to that. The scientists in us tell us that it's a good idea. The economists in us tell us we shouldn't be doing it. And we really need to figure that out.
How are you approaching the use of Avastin in clinical practice? First of all, in terms of the patient who starts to develop problems with the chemotherapy, particularly neurotoxicity, and then at the second point, which is at progression, what do you do outside of a protocol?
I tend to believe in the Optimox type strategy, and I do, whether I'm using Optimiri or Optimox, after I get my optimum response, which is usually around 4 months of therapy, I begin to back off. And for the most part, when I back off, I maintain some flavor of 5-FU and usually maintain Avastin. I often switch to an every 3 week schedule, bump the dose accordingly, and watch people. Again, not knowing if that's right or wrong, but it's what I do. I think the recent Optimox 2 data gives us complete permission to not do anything in that window. So you can stop treatment altogether. As a clinical trialist, I think that's the ideal opportunity to bring new medicines in. So we are beginning to design more and more trials to test new medicines in that window to see if, in fact, we can use them to stabilize or prolong progression. When patients then reprogress, if you will, on that regimen, for the most part, I will change to the other base chemo. I know a lot of folks like to resume the old one. If they were on Ox, bring back the Ox. If they were on Eri, bring back the Eri. But frankly, I sort of save it for down the road and then go to the other one, whichever one it was.
Now, when you do that, do you continue the Bev or stop it?
Well, a little bit depends on what else I'm doing. I've done both. Often, though, at that point, I'm bringing in an EGFR blocker, even though that's not what the rules say we should be doing. If I'm going irinotecan second line, you know, at least in our practice, we commonly incorporate an EGFR blocker at that point. And I think more recent trials are supporting that practice, that you don't have to wait to CPT-11 refractory in order to bring in an EGFR blocker. In fact, the data with EGFR blockers now are such that pretty much every place they've been tested, they've shown to have some positive impact. Last line, second line, and now some first line data. Adjuvant's still out there.
So when you make this decision in terms of the patient who's progressing, do you factor in how they responded to the treatment? So if the patient had a great response and it goes on a longer time, does that change what you might do?
Yeah, I think if they progress rapidly or don't respond as much, I'm less enthusiastic about keeping that drug on board, and therefore I'll switch it up a bit. But if, like you say, if they've had a very nice benefit from it, you sort of don't want to give that up. I think there are a lot of patients out there with Avastin that you recognize we're changing the biology of these tumors. They just slow down. And it's not necessarily that they further respond. You just kind of turned them off. I really hesitate to pull that drug off of there. I describe it to my patients even. I said, well, if your tumor's level, and I hold my hand up level, said versus, you know, a little bit of progression, that's still okay. But if I let go, it might grow at this pace. And so I think clinically that's what we're seeing too, is this quieting of colon cancer, and you get these long-term survivors with metastatic disease.